slash.com. Tweets and Tunes. And if you want to chat with us, you can find us on our hashtag on Twitter today. That's #TNTChat. Well, good Wednesday to you. I am Jason. I will be your host for the next scintillating 90 minutes here on the air. We got a packed show for you. We're going to have our interview with Matt Astafan, social media guru. Matt's going to be talking a little bit about promoting your venue, promoting your band, promoting yourself through locational marketing, and that'll be coming up just before the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to be giving away a couple of CDs today and talking about some stuff going on in the Twitchosphere as well. So sit back, strap yourself in, and let's warm it up this Wednesday morning with a little bit of Santa Gold.
Bring my
Welcome back to Tweets and Tunes on CITR 101.9 FM. Great set kicking it off this morning, getting you out of bed with a little Santa Gold featuring Karen O from the OLs. Master of My Make-Believe was the album, and that was Go, and then we heard Digits, Where Do You Belong, in the song Modern Mess, and finally we ended that off with Wolfheart from their album Subtle Body and Reality. Wow, coming up to 6:45 on a Wednesday morning. If you've ever wanted to know what goes on in a live studio, you can always come to our Google Hangout. You can search for Tweets and Tunes on Google Hangouts or Jason Lloyd. That's Lloyd, double L. And we've got live video streaming going on of what's happening here in the studio bright and early in the morning. And one of the things we do on the show a lot is we love to feature local independent artists, and really pleased today to be able to play a couple of new tracks from friends of the show, Lisa's Hotcakes, and they've got their great new EP out. You can find that streaming on Bandcamp, and you can find it also on our website, tweetsandtunes.ca. We've got one of their tracks that we're going to play here right away. The EP is called Love Hurts, and this is the first track off it, Don't Want You Back.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dreams. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
All right, and you're back with Tweets and Tunes. And in the studio, we've got Matt Astafan from Web Friendly, our local Vancouver social media guru. And Matt, we're going to talk a little bit today about locational marketing for bands. I know that I was at the Snoop Lion concert. No, he was still Snoop Dogg then, a couple weeks ago. And I was really, really impressed. You know, he uses social media a lot. And he talks to anyone on social media. And so there was a lot of, you know, tweeting going on about the concert. But one thing that you had mentioned to me that we talked about was using locational marketing, and I didn't see him taking advantage of that. So talk to us a little bit about locational marketing. We'll go into hashtags as well, and how artists can use that, because I think it's something that's really being underused, and especially for emerging artists. This is just another great way they can get out there and engage their fans.
Okay, the first thing, anytime you're doing an event, that's going to be like an in-person event. You can do this for digital events. You need to have a hashtag. What a hashtag does is it categorizes tweets. So a hashtag that I often use for my events is just the pound sign, so the hashtag sign, and then the word web friendly, all one word. And so anybody that says anything and then uses that hashtag is probably talking about, you know, something that I said at an event or some advice that they may have got from me, right? So just by having the hashtag in their tweet, it categorizes the tweet. So if you use a hashtag at an event and someone uses the hashtag, let's just call it Snoop, right? Then anybody who uses that hashtag, you're going to know that they're probably at that event right there. So if something's happening or there's like a buzz in the crowd of people who are actually talking of maybe about the performance of the actual musicians, but they're talking about it on Twitter as a group, as a community, even though, you know, there could be 100 or 1,000 people at this concert or of course a lot more. So it creates this buzz between the people inside there to be able to communicate with each other. So last year I went to the Jay-Z Kanye West concert here in Rogers Arena, and I remember that as I was walking in going to find my seat, I was looking for advertisements to find out what the hashtag for the event was, because I knew that I was going to be in a room with about 30,000 people. And there's an opportunity for all of us to be able to communicate together, right? So there's this a communication channel between everybody that's inside this arena to be able to talk about, you know, the music, what songs they're looking forward to hearing, or whatever it might be. And then Jay-Z and Kanye West, they ended up, you know, coming in, like, it was an hour or 2 hours late. I think they were late anyways. It took quite a while. We were waiting quite a while. And nobody knew what was going on. Everyone was asking questions. And it would have been great if there was a hashtag and, you know, someone tweeted from their account and just said, you know, show's about to start in, you know, 40 minutes or whatever, right? Or, you know, maybe get them hyped up on Twitter. You can even ask people to, you know, make some sound, you know, on Twitter, and then you hear it come out in the audience. I've seen stuff like that happen before. And so they never did a hashtag, and I thought that was really interesting. And it was a lost opportunity, because you could have had, in their case, 30,000 people tweeting about them every time they did a concert. And there'd be a concert, you know, almost every night for, it looked like, 3 months or something like that. So that's like, they could have just been trending on Twitter every night in every city that they went to, but they never used a hashtag. So the same thing is what you should be doing for your concerts, for your events, is have a hashtag. Because if you have a big event happening and you get, you know, about 200 or 300 tweets happening, you'll become a trending topic in your city, in whatever city that you're playing in. And people will see that. Trending topics are actually advertised on the left-hand panel on Twitter. So other people will be like, well, what's this hashtag? And they'll click on it, and they'll find out about your band. They'll find out that all these people are talking about you on Twitter, and it's going to, you know, obviously create more exposure for your band.
Yeah, and that's fantastic. You know, we on the show we talk a lot about just the trending topics of the day, and with a specific focus on the Vancouver region. And you only need about 200 retweets of a hashtag to get into a trend?
It depends on what's happening on that specific date.
Sure.
Like if there's big events happening, you're competing with the other events. But yeah, I've had events where I had, you know, maybe like 100 or even less sometimes, and we became the trending topic of that night or that day.
Sure.
So, yeah.
So, you know, band gets their friends out there, you know, gets their followers. If they have, you know, 150, 200 followers and they get the majority of them sending their hashtag, they can obviously get themselves trending and expose themselves to an entire new audience.
Yeah, the thing is that you're getting people who are at the event, right? So if you have 100 or 200 people, they don't have to be following you on Twitter. They just have to be at the event, and you encourage them to use that hashtag. Now those 100 or 150 people are advertising to their friends about your event. And then you start sending some tweets out from your account so people can see you and start following you as well. You use the hashtag as well. I mean, you're going to get tons of new followers. You're going to have tons more exposure. I mean, you'll see an immediate increase in people downloading your free albums or your music or whatever it might be, right? Because, yeah, it's free exposure. There's no reason not to use a hashtag.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk. So, you know, and that's great as far as getting people to the event, getting them talking about the event. When you're actually at the event, and we talked a little bit about Foursquare before and some more of the locational marketing that way. Talk a little bit about that.
Okay, well, a hashtag could be used in both ways, getting people to the event or at the event itself, right? Then on Foursquare, there's a little trick that you could do on Foursquare, and that is if you're playing at a venue, you could go around the area of the venue maybe a week or two before, and you can actually leave tips at restaurants and bars and other businesses in the area. So when someone goes there to check in, it'll actually say, hey, our band is playing at this venue in 2 weeks. You know, here's a promo code to get, you know, a free ticket or a VIP ticket or whatever it might be, a discount to it or get a free t-shirt, whatever you want to do. You can offer some kind of a cool, you know, prize, right? So anytime somebody checks in and they're within the vicinity, you know, I mean, it's up to you. You know, you basically have to walk around and leave tips at different locations, right? Like you can, in one area, you could probably leave a tip for, you know, four or five businesses if you're in downtown, you know, and then just walk around. And then, yeah, you're leaving these tips. I did that when I first opened up my office in Gastown. I went around every time I'd have lunch time or whatever, I would leave a tip and I'd be like, if you're looking for a social media consultation, give me a call, and I'd leave my cell phone number, you know. And I still to this day have people like, you know, it was kind of a joke. I wasn't really expecting to get business from it. I never got any business from it. But I had lots of people tweet me and Facebook me and, you know, just or even text message me who are my friends. And they just thought it was funny that I did that, right? Like if you go to the convention center and you check in, you'll probably get a tip from me saying to come to my office for a free consultation, even though that office isn't my office anymore. If you check in at the airport, the YVR, you're going to get a tip that says to go to my meetup. I run a meetup group on Monday nights. It's going to say, hey, if you're interested in internet marketing, you should come to this meetup. Here's my phone number if you need directions. And I put the address there and all that. Right? And I've had people actually come to my meetup because they saw the check-in on Foursquare.
Well, and fair enough, if you're checking in on Foursquare, chances are you're savvy about social media to a certain extent. Otherwise,
yeah.
Why are you, you know, maybe you just want to be the mayor of your local Starbucks. But,
yeah.
You know, chances are you've got more of a vested interest in it than just that. And I guess as an extension of that, you know, that's something that you could encourage your fans or friends to do as well, as far as leave tips, as far as an event, you know, that can
for
be
sure.
A little difficult and ominous for one person to, you know, get in and put tips at a bunch of different restaurants. But there's really no limit to what you could do with that as far as the tips leaving and the promotion. We talked as well, you had mentioned to me about tweet-ups after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about that.
So tweet-up, it's actually an event that happens through Twitter where you just say, hey, we're all going to this one location. It could be like on the beach or at a bar or at a restaurant. Come and join us. And you just tweet it out. You tell everybody the location. You say everybody meet there at 7:00, and people just show up, and they just show up for a tweet up. And so this has become very popularized. And there's some people that will actually just look for tweet ups. Like you can go and like do a location search in Vancouver for the hashtag tweet up, right? And then you'll find people who are just organizing just like a quick party, a random party. I mean, you could do this on a Friday or Saturday night. There's probably somebody that's going to be throwing just a quick like get together. And then all of a sudden you're just going to meet all these new people. So as a band, if you do a tweet up so people can come and meet the band, right, and this happens right after your concert or whatever, you popularize it, you tell people even at your concert, we're having a tweet up, you know, next door at the bar or whatever, then they start tweeting to their networks, hey, there's a tweet up, everybody's invited, and then you just fill this place up, right? And now people are there to see you, right?
Yeah.
So if you're at an event and people are there to see you, I recommend that you not stay in one place and just talk to your crowd or just talk to your band members or whatever. Get up, walk around, and shake as many hands as possible, because that interaction with people, when you actually get to touch people and say hello, that will go a long way. And that's going to kind of build that lifetime value, make people feel like they're VIP. You know, they've really come to an exclusive party. It's your party. It's your tweet up, right? Don't stand in the corner and wait for people to come to you. Go out and approach people. And I really stress this a lot. I've had a lot of experiences where I went to events and I went there because I wanted to see somebody, and that person was in the corner just talking to their own little crew. And it was kind of awkward for me to go up to them and be like, hey, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know, you know, it became an awkward situation for me to have to just go up to them and try to, like, you know, I don't know, get a photo or whatever, right?
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, there's always a situation like that where, you know, you've got people that are coming to see you, but a lot of time at these venues, you've got people that weren't coming to see you. They just happen to be at that venue, yeah, or they're going to check them out. And just another way to strengthen that engagement with your listener base.
A lot of times when you do a tweet up, they'll put you, like, you'll say, hey, we're doing a tweet up, right? To tell the restaurant or the bar, and they'll put you in a section, maybe in a VIP section or whatever, and then people will go there and you could put up a sign that says you're the tweet up, and so people will kind of know what's going on there. You can have some way to signal it if you wanted to. I mean, if you really want to go for it, you can create a wristband, so when someone comes there, and then everyone who's in the tweet up has a wristband, so that way if you're all in a club or in a bar together and someone's got the wristband, you know now it's okay to go and approach that person and talk to them because they're part of your party, even though nobody knows each other, right?
Sure.
So it wouldn't cost a lot to just get some, you know, paper or plastic wristbands, and now you've also branded, you know, yourself and branded your band that way.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And, you know, and I just think of an extension of that, you know, that'd be something you could be talking about Twitter on beforehand, you know, tweet, retweet, and we'll pick someone to get a free, you know, van to the VIP section or free wristband. And there's just a lot of ways that obviously you can go and engage that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic stuff. Matt, thanks so much for coming in today. Great stuff as always. We appreciate it. People want to find out more about you, what you do, more about the seminars that you offer. If they like, you know what, yeah, we need to take more control of our social media. I know you offer courses for that. How can they get a hold of you?
Well, if they go to my website, webfriendly.ca, I usually post, whenever I do a workshop, it's usually posted there. Also, just subscribing to my newsletter. I'll email about once or twice a week, different events that I'm doing, free events or paid events, and I'm also providing social media tips on a regular basis. And if anyone's ever got any questions relating to social media, you can email me at learn@webfriendly.ca. Email me anytime. I like getting the questions. It doesn't bother me because those questions actually help me create content for future workshops or future presentations that I end up doing. So I like your questions. I like to know what you're kind of struggling with or where you're trying to find answers to. So learn@webfriendly.ca.
Fantastic. Matt Astafan, thanks so much for your time, and we'll see you back soon.
Thank you.
Class, sit down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
All right, and you are back on Tweets and Tunes here on CITR. Again, you can get a hold of us here in the studio at 604-822-2487. That's UBC-CITR. And you can find us on Twitter at Tweets and Tunes. Great set. Good music this morning. Green Tree Band, you heard that after our interview with Matt. And again, thanks to Matt. We've got three interviews that we had with Matt, and we'll play the next two over the following couple of weeks. And after our interview with Matt, you heard Green Tree from their album Back When They Were Good and their song The Night. And you just heard Late Night Automatic from their self-titled album, and that was Living Proof. Okay, we've got some giveaways today. I have got a CD set from Kupla and Sweetheart Band, and we're going to give that to the first people who go to our brand new website. Really excited this week. We launched our new website. You can find it at www.tweetsandtunes.com. We've got some photos from in-studio interviews and recordings there. We've got some music that we feature on the station. You can stream that live on our website. We've got concert and other events posted there as well. So if you go to our website, and a big shout out to Crave Media, who designed our website. It is super cool. So if you haven't had a chance yet, make sure you go to tweetsandtunes.com and see the incredible job that Crave Media did, Brody and all the guys down there. So big thanks and props to them. So if you go to the website, you will find a button at the top that says contact. And if you click on that contact, it's a place to put in your email and write a little note. So send us a note with your favorite song from today's show, and we'll pick one of those notes to win our Kupla and our Sweetheart Band CD pack. Lots of stuff going on in music history today. It was this day in 1987 that this band became the first and only band to hit number one on the UK charts in three different decades, the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s. Yeah, you know what? I could leave that plane all morning, and I don't care what you say about the Brothers Gibb. I can guarantee that everyone listening right now was moving and shaking a little bit to that tune. And of course, that was Staying Alive from the incredible album soundtrack for Saturday Night Fever. So, they were number one in three decades. They hit number one in 1987 again on the UK charts. With their single, You Win Again. Lots of great birthdays today as well. It was this day, many, many years ago, that you had, Ellen Howard, the bass from the Tremolos. Alan Jackson, for all of you country folks, and Ziggy Marley. Do you know, it was an interesting story about Ziggy Marley. Of course, his dad, few people know about him, a guy named Bob Marley. He had his last haircut the year that Ziggy was born. Saw Ziggy down at the Woodland Park Zoo a few months ago, doing a little show down there. And in 1972, Marshall Bruce Mathers III was born. Yes, that is Eminem, of course, and Wyclef. Jean from the Fugees and previous potential candidate for the president of Haiti, and I don't think that worked out so well. And rounding off birthdays today, Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC, the one that really nobody knows whatsoever. All right, back to the music. We have got some more tunes. We've got some new Sydney York coming up right away. And you're also going to hear some more Lisa's Hot Cakes from their album Love Hurts, their new EP. But let's kick off the next set here with a little White Horse.
No fading flower, fingers are frozen with furious Kaitani. You don't know what to one called Kaitani, but the case. A chunkman of Concerts at the Pit presents Kaitami and the Phonograph with special guest Killing Time Quartet, also featuring DJ Lockenshift from Saskatchewan, at the Pit Club located in the basement of the Student Union building. Come to this party you don't want to miss. Buy tickets at northerntickets.com or at the outpost located on the main floor of the UBC Student Union building. Presented by Sounds of the City and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Of wrongs at the end of
Well, you remember the 70s much better than I were alive then. For one thing, it was the end of that decade when I arrived and you were here in Michigan. I crossed the border this morning with no trouble at all, picked up a car at the airport. She said, well, isn't Canada part of America now? And was surprised when I told her no. I am lost in the city, but don't take pity on me. I am lost in the city, but don't take pity. For every color of autumn and every leaf that's gotten, there's a weight that falls away. Yes, there's an inkling of freedom, an offering of reprieve in the woods here of Michigan. Every mile of the highway puts a mile behind me, a mile between me and the pain. Were that true, I would drive until the land turned to the water of Lake Superior. I am lost in the city, babe. Don't take pity on me. I am lost in the city, babe. Don't take pity.
And you're back on Tweets and Tunes, CITR in Vancouver. Ah, good music this morning. Just obviously in a groove. We heard on that last set, it was White Horse from their album, The Fate of the World Depends on This Kiss, and that was Achilles' Desire. And then a new track from Sydney York. I love this song. It's from the album Apocalyptic Radio Cynic, and that was the title track, Apocalyptic Radio Cynic. And finishing that set off, another fantastic album, a new album from Krista Couture, The Living Record, and that was You Were Here in Michigan. Great song. Love Canadiana. Great Canadiana lyrics in there as well. So now it's that time for Weird News. I always love searching the web. And great story out of the Ukraine. Have you noticed that most of the great stories come out of the Ukraine? Yes, yes, it is very, very true. They do. So, in the Ukraine, it seems the Ukraine Navy is now training dolphins to attack enemy combatants with special knives and pistols affixed to their heads. Yes, attack dolphins with knives and pistols affixed to their head.
You know, I have one simple request. and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here. What do we have?
You know, they often say that science fiction... Science is the precursor to science fiction, which then becomes the precursor to science, as all these things imagined in science fiction eventually become real inventions and real technology. And I'm not sure, though, that if you're going to source a movie to help you build your technology, that it should be Austin Powers. But apparently the Ukraine Navy knows a heck of a lot more than I do, so who am I? Who am I to judge? Let's get back to the music, and we are going to play another track right now off of the new Lisa's Hotcakes EP, Love Hurts. This is Paradise.
Thank you.
Right, you are back on Tweets and Tunes here at CITR. Last three songs you heard, of course, that was Love Hurts, the EP. Paradise was the song. The artist was Lisa's Hotcakes. Really good EP. Go online right now. Stop what you're doing. Go online. You can find them at bandcamp.com under Lisa's Hotcakes. It's a free download, but you know what? Don't be like that. Pay for your music. Go down, you can donate any amount, zero up to $1 million. But pay something, support your local artist, pay some cash for some great music. You can download it there, get the whole EP with four great tracks, just mixed hot off the press from the iconic Hive Studios here in Vancouver. After Lisa's Hotcakes, that was Slim Twig off the album Soft Psych and Gunshy, and we rounded that set off with We Need Surgery from their self-titled album, and that song was Stranger. As a matter of fact, on the 15th of November, We Need Surgery is going to be at the Media Club. with an artist that you heard earlier as well, Sydney York, which we got a Sydney York song, another one coming up in the next set as well. So make sure you go and check that out. And speaking of other live music, the CITR, the longest running Vancouver Battle of the Bands, again, was on last night, the CITR Shindig. You can always find out more about Shindig by coming to the CITR website, CITR.ca, and we've also got the Shindig info up on our website at tweetsandtunes.com. You can go under events, and last night's winner of the Shindig was none other than Greenback High. So let's play a little song from Greenback and get back to some more of the music.
You're stupid. Zion Sessions, Winnie Cooper, and CITR 101.9 present Triple Ween at Fortune Halloween Night. $10 tickets at High Life, DIPT, Red Cat, or CITR to see Teen Witch, Falcons, Surreal Hawk, Killing Time Quartet, Boha, Woe Bangs, and Based God. Don't miss it. The ghost will come get ya.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
All right, you're back on CITR Tweets and Tunes. You just heard, yes, Kupla, led from the album Letters Home, formerly known. And song coming up right now, Fine Times, from their self-titled album. This goes out to our longtime listener and big fan, Bryce, from National Concrete. Yes, called in specifically requesting this song, Fine Times, Lions. And you're back with Tweets and Tunes on CITR. That, of course, was Fine Times from their self-titled album Lions. And into the studio, sauntering in with his entourage, DJ Jack Velvet, with his Binders of Women and Duotang of Dudes.
No Duotangs.
Oh, those are for me, apparently. So we were just discussing the debate last night, and I believe Jack just said that if he could vote, he would vote for Obama.
Yes,
I believe was his exact quote. So he's voting for Obama. And speaking of U.S. elections, we're going to play a song now that has nothing to do with new U.S. elections. Here's Sydney York, the next track off of Apocalyptic Radio Cynic, Math and Fractions.
Adore me between every bite.
All right, we are back. CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is the Tweets and Tunes show. And that was Deerhoof. Deerhoof from the album Breakup Songs and We Do Parties. And yes, indeed, we do parties here every Wednesday morning, 6:30 to 8 a.m. You can find us during the week on our brand spanking new website, tweetsandtunes.com, or on Twitter at tweetsandtunes, and of course on Facebook at facebook.com/tweetsandtunes. That does it for me. I'm Jason. I'm your host of Tweets and Tunes. And until next Wednesday, stay classy, San Diego, and turn it over now to the loquacious DJ Jack Velvet and the Suburban Jungle coming at you right now.